I just wanted to read you a letter that I got from the president. As you all know, I'm in the government, and I'm a spy. I'm the only known spy to own up to it. I'm a spy for my government. I love my government. I'm an American. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm born here. I'm American. You know? I'm from the United States. And I work for my government. I don't know nothing about over there. Damn it, I don't know nothing about over there. I got a letter from Nixon just the other night. He wrote me, he said, Mom, is everything all right? I said, son, you're doing all right. If you just could keep it up. You sure can't say there's nothing wrong if you keep your big mouth shut. He said, Mom, you know best. I would like to see you come down to Washington, D.C. I said, son, I'm getting old. Can't do much running around. You better come to see me. He said, well, Mom, do you live in Harlem? After all, you know I'm white. And all the security in the world won't help my head at night. I said, no, son, I live in White Plains. Don't let that fool you. The community is black. So if you come to my house, would you mind coming around the back? Well, he come up, we sat down over a plate of hocks and peas. And I said, will you excuse Agnew from the room while we discuss foreign policy? He said, Mom, I want you to be my ambassador to Vietnam. I said, you know, your son, you never heard me cuss, but Richard, I'll be damned. I said, besides, they don't have no soul food over there. That alone can make me sick. How the hell can I eat chitlins when they keep slipping off the stick? I said, no prayers. I can serve my country best by staying here with you. If I got bummed out over there, who would you have to run to? I said, listen, son. Withdraw them troops from Vietnam and from the Berlin Wall. You better hurry and get them back, because we might need them next fall.